We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshiped. Have your seat in God's presence. Acts chapter 2. We read from verse 1 to 5. And we move to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And I need you to listen to me very attentively and the middle of your mind. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind. And it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Let's jump to 1 Corinthians 14, 1 to 5, and then 14, verses 14 and 15. Pursue love and earnestly desire the spiritual gifts. Earnestly desire the spiritual. Earnestly desire the supernatural. That word means spiritual, supernatural, wind, and so on. But let's just pursue it where it is. Pursue love and earnestly desire the spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy. For one who speaks in a tongue speaks not to man, but to God. For no one understands him, but he utters mysteries in the spirit. On the other hand, the one who prophesies speaks to the people for their upbuilding, encouragement, and consolation. The one who speaks in a tongue builds up himself, but the one who prophesies builds up the church. Now, I want you all to speak in tongues. Can we all read together? Let's read that part together. One, two, go. Okay, if you have your Bible, no matter the translation, can you open it? Hold your Bible. If you have your Bible, no matter the translation, I want you to read it so that it will not be as if pastor's translation. Read it in any, if your own can, I speak. It can be spoko. It can be speaket. Okay, you have the speaket one. Okay, are we on? Let's go. Now, can we go? One, two, go. Read your scripture. Now, I want you all to speak. I hope what you read is not different from what is stated here. Okay? In tongues. But even more to prophesy. The one who prophesies is greater than the one who speaks in tongues, unless someone interprets, so that the church may be built up. Verse 14, 14, 15, and maybe 18. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. What am I to do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will pray with my mind also. Quickly, I don't know if I'll get there, but look at that. Look at it. What will I do? He said, what will I do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will pray with my mind also. Remember, he did not say, I will pray with my mind, and I will pray with the spirit also. Spirit praying in understanding is also. Praying in the spirit is a main thing. Did you see that? Please, did you see that? He did not say, I will pray in my understanding and I will pray in the spirit also. He said, I will pray in the spirit and I will pray in the understanding also. I will sing praise with my spirit and I will sing with my mind also. Jump to verse 18 for me. I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. Paul speaking. This morning we want to start talking about one of the most controversial issues in the church for over 100 years. In fact, from time of Azusa Street Revival, There have been many controversies and many opposition to speaking in tongues and all those things. For some of us that grow up in churches that are called Orthodox, for some of us we knew the battle we fought before we were baptized of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. But I need us to understand some things, because there are some errors. Let me not use errors. There are some teachings, things that have been said that are not right, that have laid the foundation for some of the controversy. Number one thing I need you to know. Once you are saved, you have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you. It is by the power of the Holy Spirit that you get born again. The confirmation that you are born again is the Holy Spirit living in you. So if you don't speak in tongues, it does not mean you are not born again. Tongues have nothing to do with salvation. We need to settle this. Because some believe if you are a Christian and you don't speak in tongues, you are not saved. So let's settle this matter. Number one, being born again has nothing to do with tongues. Number two, if you are born again, you have the Holy Spirit already resident in you. This is how you know the children of God. They have the Holy Spirit in them. The Spirit of the Lord bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. It is not speaking in tongues that bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. You do not need to speak in tongues or be baptized in the Holy Spirit for a confirmation of your salvation. You do not need to speak in tongues for a confirmation of your salvation. I will say this one, next one, boldly. It is an error to say if a person does not speak in tongues, he doesn't have the Holy Spirit. It is wrong for you to say if somebody does not speak in tongues, he does not have the Holy Spirit. You can have the Holy Spirit and not speak in tongues. If I'm looking at many faces here and I'm seeing different testimonies of people already doing wonders in church without speaking in tongues, before one day in the dream, all hands were laid on them and they started speaking in tongues. So, speaking in tongues have nothing to do with your salvation. Speaking in tongues or not speaking in tongues does not mean you do not have the Holy Spirit. Once you are born again, you have the Holy Spirit. He that is born of flesh is flesh. He that is born of spirit is spirit. You can never be born again apart from the power and the work of the Holy Spirit in you. Please, do we understand this as we move forward? Okay, let's move forward then. Out of the 9 gifts of the Spirit mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12, I'm sorry we did not read it, there is only 1 or 2, speaking in tongues and interpretation of tongues, that was not operated in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, there was no record of anybody speaking in tongues. So, when the Holy Spirit came, the sign to show that the Holy Spirit has come to dwell in us, and the sign to show that there is a new covenant, was the Holy Spirit coming to live in us, is speaking in tongues. That brought a change and a demarcation, an experience they never had in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, there were word of knowledge, there were word of wisdom, there were prophecy, there were healing, there were miracles. But in the old, there was no speaking in tongues. So speaking in tongues is a sign of a coming of a new covenant. And you know what? For everywhere, speaking in tongues was easy when the blood goes ahead. Jesus died, shed his blood, and the Holy Spirit came. Most of the time when we have struggles with things of the Spirit, apply the blood first. The Spirit comes in powerfully. That was the pattern of God. Our time will not permit me to show you many examples of the blood doing its work and then the Spirit coming. When we say the blood doing its work, people get born again, they get saved, get cleansed, and then the Spirit rushes upon them. Now let's go to tongue. What is tongue? Tongue is a spiritual language. It is the heavenly prayer language. It is a God-given ability to speak in a language that you do not understand. It could be an earthly language, an unknown earthly language, or it could be a heavenly language. 1 Corinthians 13, though I speak with the tongue of men and the tongue of angels. So speaking in tongues could be tongue of men,
could be tongue of angels, but when it's a prayer language, it is an unknown heavenly language, only given by God. You cannot learn it. We can't organize a program, a church speaking in tongues. If you want to speak to come, hey, I say ka, kaba, 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 or you say banana backward, nanana, baba, nanana, banana, baba, banana, and then you start speaking to God. No. It is not learned. It is not taught. It is caught. It is given. It is a gift. Listen, if I give you a gift and you refuse to unwrap it, you cannot enjoy the gift. Should I repeat myself? If I give you a gift and I send it to your address and you refuse to sign it from the courier man, you cannot have it. In case you sign it and you put it at home and you do not unwrap it, you cannot enjoy it. Speaking in tongues is a gift of a spirit. Can I tell you this? It is a supernatural language given by God to believers. It is a language of God's spirit. And it is a language of the kingdom. Tongue is a language of the supernatural realm. Just as Spanish is a language of Spain, for you to be effective in Spain and to be understood, when you go to Spain, you speak Spanish. And the supernatural, if you want to live in supernatural, it is here. The language of the supernatural realm is speaking in tongues. For you to be effective and be understood in the supernatural, you need to speak in tongues. I don't know the frustration. Have you had the frustration of trying to speak, meet somebody that doesn't understand the language? And you don't understand the language of the person. And you now got an interpreter to interpret for you. There's a Nipa play we used to watch in the 80s. It's the Ezioku. One guy that wears one shirt that was the headmaster. They are used to interpret for the white man. In fact, if he wants your wife, he interprets that the white man says, give me your wife for the weekend. When you are not speaking the language of the realm in which you are operating, you are not effective and you don't understand things clearly. So, speaking in tongues is a language of the supernatural. It's a language of the spirit realm. And we need to understand and speak it and flow in that realm for us to live the supernatural life easily. Do you know, in Nigeria, if you go to the north and you don't speak to Hausa, like me, stay there in their midst and couldn't speak Hausa, do you know your effectiveness will be somehow? I hope you know that. You go to Yoruba land, where if you are Yoruba and you speak in English, you're a Yoruba man, you are a proud man. So we all speak Yoruba to one another, and you don't speak Yoruba, do you know that you'll be thinking, what are they saying? These people are talking about me. These people are doing that. Likewise, in the things of a spirit, understanding is not the key. It's speaking according to the spirit. That is the key. If you understand what I've just said briefly, say amen. Let me hear you. I want to take time to really handle this and clear the minds of most of us, especially people with my background that had many struggles with the things of a spirit. Let's look at some of the things that Paul said about speaking in tongues. Verse 5 of 1 Corinthians 14. He said, I want you all to speak in tongues. And you know what? As your pastor, just like Paul, I want you all to speak in tongues. Number two thing Paul said in verse 14. He said, when I speak in tongues, my spirit prays, but my understanding, my mind, my understanding is unfruitful. So, that means I can pray at any time. I can be doing this and be praying. My spirit is praying. Link up to the spirit realm. Operating there. While I'm on earth, also operating. I am busy sewing in my shop. And I'm praying. I'm automatically doing two powerful, effective things at the same time. And look at the 13th Paul said. He said, I will pray in tongues. And I will pray in understanding also. So we must learn to pray in tongues, and we must also learn to pray in understanding. Maybe I should not use the word learn. We should pray in tongues, and we should pray in our understanding also. And verse 18 of 1 Corinthians 14, which I like so well, is that I speak in tongues more than all of you. In fact, I know people that have said the secret to the effectiveness of Paul in ministry is speaking in tongues. He said it, I pray in tongues more than all of you. As your pastor, I want to give you 12 reasons why I want you to speak in tongues. And what we mean is 12 benefits of praying in tongues. 12 reasons why I, as your pastor, will kneel for you to pray in tongues. I have always given this example, and let me give it again. You were sleeping, and something woke you up, like we say, bah, bah. You have the feeling that you pray. Where will you start your prayer point from? Lord, I thank you for waking me up this morning. Whatever you want me to pray about, please pray about it for me. Father, you know we are weak, but you are always strong. We don't understand, but you always understand. As you are woken me up now, I don't even know what to pray, but just help me, help me. Anyway, anything that the devil wants to do at this time, oh Lord, cancel it. And oh Lord, everything you want to do at this time, oh Lord, do it in Jesus' mighty name. Because you lack the tool and the apparatus of the Spirit to handle spiritual issues, you will pray amiss. If the Lord wakes you up at night and says, pray, what are you burst forth into tongues? Now, let's go to the reasons why I, as your pastor, want you to speak in tongues. 1 Corinthians 14:2. For the one who speaks in tongues speaks not to men, but to God. Why? Number one, because speaking in tongues opens a direct and great connection between you and your God. Speaking in tongues is a direct line to God. It is what Americans call a hotline. Direct line to God. Direct unhindered access to God. It's the direct access to the court of God. It's the direct access to the throne room of God. So when you pray in tongues, you have dialed a number, and the number has connected. And it is a secure number. If you are an IT person, you know what we call a VPN link. It's on the internet that anybody can do anything. You create a link between you and another person that is protected in the midst of the confusion of internet and cannot be broken into by anybody. So when you speak in tongues and pray in the spirit to him, you have a direct, unhindered connection to heaven. That's number one. Number two, why you need to speak in tongues? Because speaking in tongues is the gateway to the supernatural. If you look at the scripture where we are reading, you can fall into the fallacy of not understanding what they are saying. They say, you know, we have told you, prophecy is higher. I have never seen in my long life a person that prophesied that does not speak in tongues. I'm not saying they have their hands, they have, but I've not seen one. Almost everybody that I know that prophesied, that is a prophet, what in the prophetic, prays in tongues. So this is not a comparison of superiority. It's a comparison of what is good when you are gathered together in the worship service. That's what 1 Corinthians 14 is dealing with. But what we are saying is this, is that when we pray in tongues, it is an access to supernatural power of God. It's an introduction to the supernatural. It's a gateway to the supernatural. The Spirit of God ushers your spirit into the supernatural. When Paul, when they say, be in the spirit, there is no how to be in the spirit than to pray in tongues. Be in the spirit is not changing your face. Let's be in the spirit. Let us be in the mood of prayer. Mood of prayer is not supernatural. It is changing your face in Africa. It just changed your face. You will be looking as if you are in the toilet. Speaking in tongues is access to the supernatural. It is a language of a spirit and opens up the spirit realm to you. It is the key that unlocks the spirit realm. You want to unlock the spirit realm, you speak in tongues, you pray in tongues, it unlocks the spirit realm for you. It is the key that increases your sensitivity to the things of the spirit. It increases your sharpness and your accuracy in the anointing. It increases your sharpness and your accuracy in prophecy, in the supernatural. It is a gateway to the supernatural. Let me tell you, it grants you access to the wonders of God. When we pray in tongues, it grants us access to the wonders of God. When you pray in tongues, you are in the spirit, because your spirit is what is praying. Jump to verse 4, 1 Corinthians 14, 4. Number 3, why do you need to speak in tongues? What are the benefits of speaking in tongues? Or what are the reasons why your pastor wants you to speak in tongues? The one who speaks in a tongue builds up himself. The King James called it a defy. What, when you are speaking in tongues, it's as if you are putting block on block and building something. You are building your spiritual life. You are building your supernatural life. You are building your strength in the spirit realm. When you pray in tongues, you are charging your spiritual energy. You are charging your spiritual battery. You are bringing yourself to the place where God wants you to be. When we pray in tongues, we are edified. We are built up. We are raised up. We are strengthened. It's as if you are constructing something. When we pray in tongues, we are fortifying the inner man. We are fortifying the spiritual man. Many people shout in church, their spiritual, their spirit is weak, low, powerless. But when you pray in tongues, it's a means of charging it, of building it. The one who speaks in tongues builds up himself, builds it up, builds up his spiritual life. When we pray in tongues, we release strength, we release power. The one who prays in tongues increases his own capacity in the things of the spirit. That we are saying, speaking in tongues keeps you supernaturally fit, keeps you spiritually fit. It edifies us. Jude 1, 20-21. Why do we need to speak in tongues? It builds up our faith. Brethren, listen to me. There will come to a time when what you want to say, you don't know what to say. When the challenges are more, you have done everything you can do. You have prayed, and nothing. Your faith is weak. Let me tell you this. Speaking in tongues is a faith booster. But you, beloved, building yourself up in the most holy faith and praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Spirit. When you are doing that, you are building up faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God, and faith can be built by praying in the Spirit. So it's not a suggestion. It is what you do. You can pray in the public transport in tongues under your breath. You can pray during interview. You can pray when the customers are with you. You can pray at any time in tongues. When you are doing that, you are building up faith. 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 Number 4, which I love most, I think, he that speaks in tongues speaks mysteries to God. Verse 2. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2. And for one who speaks in a tongue, speaks not to men, but to God, for no one understands him. Can we read the last part? Let's go. One to go. But he utters. Lift your right hand. Let's stop. lift up. It can pray into, can we open our mouth? Let's pray into Malaba. Jata pakali mojida. Ideli mokoli mejida. Ramangari adadadada. Malile lebojida laba. Erianana makari alaba. Ojente peke lebojida. Adalama karia. Eri adada. Mojetele lebokuri amalaba zida. Manine mokuli mere. Ariadala. Atatalama keria lalaba. Opokoria. Eri adadada. Malala laba leboko li mejete leboko riana nanama ariata la laba keria da 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 maria da da laba karia eria da 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 bakeria opokole mejida lama eria da laba keria da mojete leboko riana da manda da 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 bakeria da da mole le leboko ria ariata nanama karia obele le leboko ria lala ezete bakeria da da ariata da 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 opokoria da eria da Maria da na na Macaria, Eria da 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 Bateria, Opocoria la la la, Eria da da, Madana na Macaria da da, Medele de 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 bo, Maria da 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 Macaria da da, Medele de 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 bo, Malia da de de bo Coria, Aria da 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 Macaria, Esetele bo Coria la 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 la, Aria de 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 bo, Maria da da da, Medele de 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 bo Coria da, Aria da 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 Macaria. Opoko di megeria da 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 iri de 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 bokuria da da ba. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus mighty name we are praying. What you have done is that you have spoken mysteries. You heard the sound of what I was saying, but you did not understand it. You have sent, you have spoken in spiritual heavenly coded language that the other person cannot hear, that you yourself do not even understand what you are saying. You have spoken in the language of the initiated. Speaking mysteries is speaking in the language of the initiated. Having the knowledge of the initiated. Every court has their secret code and secret language. They have their slang, they have their cliches. Speaking in tongues is you speaking in heavenly coded words. If you pray and you understand it, the demons can hear. The devil can hear. If you pray in tongues, he doesn't know what you are saying. He cannot sabotage it. He cannot stop it. He cannot bug it. He can do nothing about it. Why? You are speaking mysteries to God. When we say you are speaking mysteries, we are saying you are speaking in secret codes. Call that language. Call that tongues. When we say we are speaking mystery, we are saying you are speaking divine secrets. Therefore, in praying tongues, you have access to divine mysteries. So, maybe God's plan for you tomorrow is this. You don't know about it, but while you are praying tongues, you are already praying that prayer point for tomorrow. Because you are all three mysteries. Secrets. You are praying hidden truths. Praying secret truths. You are praying secret things only known in heaven. You are answering puzzled questions. You are praying new revelations that you have not laid hold on. When you are praying in mysteries, praying stuff, you are far ahead of every other person. You are at par with, you are where heaven is. Because you are praying mysteries. When you pray in tongues, the Lord is granting you new understanding of a spiritual. You discover when you are praying in tongues, you're praying, your eyes begin to be open. Something drop in your spirit. Something drop in your mind. You start seeing vision. Prayers start getting answered. Why? You are praying in mysteries, the mysteries of heaven. You are uttering it. You are uttering it. Can we do one more? Balaka, Hayeleboshita, Adala Majita, Labakeria, Anama Kaliboshita, Lebokoria, Nana Nama Karia. Can we speak mysteries? Maribo Korea Dada. Ebe Nebo Keli Bo Korea Nanama. Adalama Kete Lebo Kuria. Ererebo Korea Nanana Keliama. Azandalama Zinde Lebo Kori Mesete. Mananama Karia Dada Dada. Eria Dada 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 Keria. In the name of Jesus. You know, when you are speaking it, it could be a declaration for your future. It could be a prophecy. Into your, it could be a decree. It could be you waging warfare against the dark power of darkness. It could be you praying the word. It could be you praying the mind and the will of God. Left to me, if you ask me to pray now, what will I pray for? I might pray for money. Left to the Nigerian, if you ask us to pray, it's money we are going to pray for. But God knows that there is something much more important, maybe at that particular time, than money. And when you pray in tongues, He gives you access to pray the most important thing you need to pray for that time. Praying in mysteries makes your prayer to be timely. They are not late. They are not too soon. They are not far ahead. They are always on time. Always on time. Why? It is the Spirit who searches all things. Who knows the mind of God. Who knows what is happening on heaven. Who knows what is happening in the earth. That gives you utterance. You are speaking mysteries. You are speaking mysteries. Listen. A man that speaks in mystery cannot be arrested by man. He cannot. He cannot. Because he's above. He that is from above is above all. And praying in tongues is from above and makes us to be above all. We pray mysteries. We speak mysteries. We become mysterious. Nobody can understand us. They don't know the language you speak. They don't know what we are praying about. They don't know our prayer point. They don't know our plans. How can they stop us? Allah, elebo kulia, ariatala. Himelebo kori alalaba. Ekeri ananama. In the name of Jesus. The next one. Anyone that prays in tongues can never pray amiss. You can never. Never ever pray amiss. In fact, praying in tongues is a perfect prayer. Because it's the Holy Spirit praying through you. Giving you utterance, giving you the word to speak. You can never pray amiss. Since it's the Holy Spirit giving you utterance, you will now pray God's will. It will make you pray God's mind. It is not affected by your emotions. It is not affected by your feelings. It is not affected by your present circumstance. If it's not affected by what you are moody, that you have somebody and something against somebody, it takes away you from your physical. And then your spirit prays. Praise. Praise to God. There is no weakness that can stop you there. Because praying in tongues, according to Romans 8, 26, 27, is meant to help our infirmity. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings. Maga, groanings. Uka, maye, kete, libo, libo, uliga. Riakata. Mukukiri adanamata, eria dadamataka, ubokoli keria dadamata. See if you can stop me. It's been at the thing where you understand, you feel stop. Helps in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought to. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep. For once, 27. And he who searches all hearts, has it that knows what the mind of the Spirit is. Because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according. You can't pray amiss. You can't miss it. And it is for you when you are weak. Weak might not be in physical strength. Weak is limitation. Weak is infirmity. Weak is ignorance. Weak is ignorance. When I don't know the will of God concerning a certain, I pray in tongues. I pray the will of God. He gives me utterance. And you know, I will not close without saying this. Speaking in tongues helps you to pray for the unknown. Everything happening to you spiritually here, you don't know. How do you tackle it in the place of prayer? How? What is happening in your house now? You don't know. How do you tackle it in prayer? What is happening concerning your business? Are people holding meeting against it? You don't know. How can you pray against it?
Speaking in tongues makes you to pray the unknown.
It may help you to pray the unknown
and things beyond your knowledge.
Things beyond your understanding. Things beyond your comprehension. It makes you to pray things beyond your intellect. Things beyond your certificate. Things beyond your earthly knowledge. It prays beyond your intellectual capacity. I've seen many people that laugh when we were teaching these things in those days. Now they are still nowhere to be found. They feel their intellect is more powerful than the spiritual. It grants you access to pray for what is concealed, for what is hidden, for what is in the future that is about to come to pass. You begin to pray them. You begin to pray them. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. Ephesians 6:18. Praying tongues is an armor. When Paul started talking about the armor, he started talking about salvation as a breastplate. Helmet of salvation. Breastplate of what? Of righteousness and so on. When he got after 17, I think 17, he talked about sword of the spirit. And then he did not end. Okay, look at it. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. Comma, go ahead. Verse 18. Can we all read together? After putting all these things together, what do? Praying at all times in the... Hello, praying at all times in the... Praying at all times in the... Can I hear you? Praying at all times in the... You are saved. You have righteousness. You have saved faith. You have the word of God. Put them together and pray in the spirit. It is an armor. It is a weapon that never fails. And these signs shall follow them that believe. These signs shall follow them. It's a sign that God has given to you as a believer. Our time is fasting. Timoko liyamalaba. Hele boshira. Agadala magica. Roboguria ariada. Malebo kelibo jita. Adadala makaria. Obelebo jita la makaria dada. Iriana nana makaria daba. Oboleme jita la makaria dada dada. Iria dada 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 makaria. Obokoria nana makaria da. Anenele bokoli amala la basita. Edelebo kuria dada. Aria da 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 bakeria da da oboleme keria da 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 oria da 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 bakaria da la ba ere bokuria anana makaria da 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 bake eria nanana makaria oboleme kulie melebo hasta la bakaria da obele bokuria da 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 eria da da bakeria. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus mighty name, we have a pastor. I prayed about that. I don't know why God is not answered. Have you declared a prayer and fasting where you pray in tongues alone by yourself? People stay up. My father, you know, your heavenly father knows that you need them. I know you have not. 3 minutes you have run out. Have you declared a praying in the spirit concerning that matter? And you pray the watches with it. You wake up 6. You pray in spirit for 1 hour. No understanding. Pray in spirit for 1 hour. 6 to 7. 9. 9 to 10. 12. 12 to 1. 3. 3 to 4. 6. 6 to 7. 9. 9 to 10. And go and sleep and wake up again. Do it for 1 month. Let me see what will happen to you. People don't understand how people get to some level spiritually. They think it's like, Alabahi. Say after me, my father. That is for public, sir. When we get to the secret places, it's more than that. Akalabakaria da 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 da. Aria da da bakaria. Aria da da bakaka. Eke lebo kuria. Aria. Ete lebo kuria. Aria da 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 maka. Maga kalaba. Aria da da. Maga kalibo koli bete. Aria da 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 baka. Ah. You want to see your eyes open. You want to hear your ears open. You must pay the price for the things of the Spirit, sir. And we should start paying the price now. The gift of tongue is a gift. You can unwrap it. You might not unwrap it. Pastor, how do I have this gift? Number one, you need to be born again. Number two, you need to ask God for it. Number three, believe whatever you ask for, He gives you. Number three, open your mouth in faith and you see the Lord come through. Number four, you can ask the elders of a church to lay hands on you and pray for you. They can take you through the process and the Holy Spirit will come upon you. Powerfully. Powerfully. Because of our time, we will not be able to do things here. After the service, you want to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. You want to have the gift of tongue. You want to enjoy the mystery. You want to enjoy all these things. Meet us in that portal cabin. Don't look at your friend and say, people will be thinking, he's going there. What does he need there? Ah! We bless your name. Lift your hands to him. He said, I will pray in my spirit. I will pray in my understanding also. I will sing in the spirit. I will sing in my understanding also. Lift your hands, let's pray. Merebo kuria la laba. Ekelebo kuria na na na. You are here, you don't have the gift of God. Just ask Him, Lord, bless me with this gift. Erebo koli amaga. Andalebo kuria na. Erebo kuria la la laba. Andalebo kuria na 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 ba. Eria la 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 laba. Kendelelelebo kuria. Agadala magandala ba. Kendelebo. Eria da 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 da. We have 2 more minutes to pray. Melebo Kuria. Andalebo Kuria da 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 ba. Eria da 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 ba. Agadala makaria da da. Ebele de 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 bo. Eria da 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 ba. Obolime Kuria da da. Eribo Kuria da 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 ba. Andalebo Kuria na 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 da ba. Ebele de 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 bo. Eria da 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 ba. Can we pray it on? Say, let the earth. Let this week open unto me. Let this week open unto me. Let this week open for me. Pray in tongues. Let this week open for me. Area na na baka. Opo koli be area. Ebe de 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 bo. Area da da da. Moko de 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 bo kuria. Area da 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 baka. Opo le bo kuria da da. Ime de 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 bo kuria da da. Ime le bo kuria da da da. Ebe de 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 bo. Area da 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 da. Moko de le bo kuria. Area da 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 baka. O bole bo kuria da da. Ebe de 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 de. Ebe kuria da da da. Mo kuria da da da. Ime le bo kuria da da. Ebe de de le bo kuria da da. Ebe de de ebe kiri bo kuria. Ube le bo ji de le bo kuria. Anda le 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 bo. Kuria da 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 baka. O bole bo ji de le bo kuria. Anda le bo kuria da da. We magnify you in the name of Jesus. I can see the spirit of supplication coming upon people. Listen to me. Sometimes this power, this urge to pray comes upon you. Please don't stop it. Pray. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit until you pray through. Listen to me. It is not murmuring in the spirit, it is praying in the spirit. You know, some people. Don't want people to hear you. It is praying in the spirit with all boldness. Lift your right hand up. Can you return all praise to God? I give you all praise. I will return all praise. We return all praise. And Allah, return all praise in the spirit. Talk to him in the spirit. Say, I return. Malige lebo. Aria da bagali bo jidele lebo kuria. We give you praise. We honor your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.